I get it. I don't know what season of life that you're in, but I can guarantee you that you are not hanging out on the couch with zero responsibilities. As women, we are so many things to so many people. I see you. I see you doing the dishes, changing that diaper, trying to pay for your child's college. I see the exhausted grandma and the overwhelmed student. This podcast is for you. So whether you're driving in the car, getting ready for the day, or about to snuggle in the sheets, I pray that this podcast reminds you that you are so loved by the one who beautifully designed you. I am Ashley Shepherd, and this is the Beautifully Designed Podcast. Hey ladies, I'm excited to come to you today and share what is really stirring in my heart. And this has just been an exciting couple weeks, and honestly, it's been a very exciting 9 months. I feel like I have birthed another baby. If you know anything about my life, you know I've got two boys. They are 7 and 10, and I feel like I have birthed another one, which is my second book that I just completed just this past week. And so if you don't know about my first book, I wrote my first book in 2017. It came out in the fall of 2017, and it's called Beautifully Designed, and it's all about abandoning negative labels and replacing them with who God says you are. And so if you have read Beautifully Designed and gone through the studies with us, you know that it is all about identity and reminding every woman out there that we were created so perfectly, and we have so many voices telling us who we are that it's time we start listening to God's voice. And so when I was writing the first book, the very last sentence I wrote, and it's so funny when I wrote it, I'll never forget, I was sitting in my chair in my bedroom, and I don't typically work in my bedroom just because I don't ever feel super creative in there. But that particular day, I had moved in there. I was on my laptop in this chair. I was curled up in my blanket, and I was done. The last sentence I wrote, God is the only one who has the power to define you. And after I wrote that sentence, something popped in my head, and I had to include it in this last page. And it was this: one last thing, don't forget your crown. All daughters of the king wear crowns. And that's the last sentence of this whole book. And the second I wrote that, I knew there was a reason for it. Like, I felt a stirring right then. Ooh, don't forget your crown. And that phrase just kept resonating in my heart and my mind. And so I knew that there was a purpose to that phrase. And that purpose was birthing my next book, which is a 30-day devotional. It is called Daily Jewels, Aligning Your Crown as a Daughter of the King. And what I love about this first book that I wrote in 2017 was that it really dives into, it has, yes, my own personal story, but it has lots of stories of people in the Bible that have dealt with similar labels. Excuse me. And then at the end of each chapter, I give you the scriptures. So I give you lies that we allow the enemy to whisper to our hearts, but then I give you the scriptures that is the truth that we, that will completely drown out those lies if we allow it to. And so what I like about this first book is that it there's questions in it. You can journal throughout. It's very, you know, self-reflective as far as you can truly, you know, dive deep as you want to. But the most important thing about this book is God's word in it. And that is the most important thing about this second book, because it's great to be able to read a chapter book. There's 8 chapters in it. But what I wanted to do was kind of take some thoughts out of there and really expand more in a daily form. So women, every day, I don't know about you, but I like to grab a little daily devotional, kind of read a couple things. And what I really like about the Daily Jewels is that you have the devotion, there's a prayer for that day, and then the Daily Jewels are your scriptures. Because God has so many amazing things for us every single day. And so He is our jewel. And we may feel like we're living in the ordinary, but when you are a believer in Jesus Christ and you have been redeemed as daughter of the King, we can find these extraordinary things in our lives in the ordinary places. There are extraordinary jewels just hidden around every single day, in the laundry, in the overwhelmed, you know, grocery line, when you're in the car rider line. Maybe you're retired and it's really quiet and you're not sure what to do in this season of life, or You know, maybe you serve a lot. Maybe you serve in the community. You know, maybe you're going through a depression. Maybe you're really battling something and you're just needing hope. And I don't know what season of life that you're in. I don't know what you're dealing with. But there are jewels there. There is God there every single day waiting to show you what He has for you. And it's so much better and so much bigger than any circumstance or storm that we're experiencing. The God of the universe is drawing us closer and closer to Him. And Scripture says that as we draw close to Him, He will draw near to us. And so this Daily Jewels devotional definitely dives deep into the Word of God with the Scriptures at the end of every single day. And then the back of the book, we have the Daily Jewels Index, which has every single scripture there. And so, you know, there's topics in here like, you know, how to find rest, you know, setting boundaries. There's topics that we were created to move. We were created for greatness, a great reminder. Also, living alive, you know, being awakened to what God has for us every single day. Living your legacy. We don't leave a legacy, we live a legacy. I love that particular day. You know, what to do when you're being misunderstood, and, you know, how to have a board of directors in your life. And so there's some really great topics that goes into a little bit more detail. But then, like I said, the Daily Jewels is God's word in here. So if you pre-order between now, which today is April 7th, you can pre-order between now, April 7th, all the way through April 27th at midnight. So you got about 20 days. And if you pre-order for $12.99, then I will email you a free study guide and the free printables that has all the scriptures. So the printables are the scriptures, but the study guide is going to go into a little bit deeper and give you a section to truly write and journal through some things. So the study guide is a 4-week study guide that goes through 7 days a week of the devotion. And so we're going to be doing that online together in our Facebook community on May 13th. So this daily devotional is great for your teenagers. I would say 10 years old all the way up. There's no age doesn't stop at an age, right? 10 years old all the way up. So this is something great to do, you know, in your Sunday school class or in your women's Bible study. This is great to do with your daughters or your nieces or your mom, your aunts, your friends. I know Mother's Day is coming up. This is a great Mother's Day gift. Because this is going to remind that woman who she is in Christ and how loved she is. And so what a sweet gift that would be. So I'm really excited about it. My heart in writing this second book, and I want you to hear my heart. There are a lot of wonderful authors out there and wonderful speakers who will point you to Christ and encourage your heart and who you are. But there are also some things out there that maybe causes some confusion. And there's some authors out there that are wonderful and motivational, but they don't point you to Christ. And I was listening to one particular one the other day, and they were telling us that we have everything we need inside of us to accomplish our goals, and we have the strength. And I just, the second I heard that, I just felt in my spirit like, no, we don't. Like, I don't have it in me to accomplish what the Lord wants me to accomplish. Like, that is going to have to come through Christ. Like, only through Jesus Christ can I accomplish what He has for me. And I am weak, and where I'm weak, He is strong. And I just truly believe that as women, you know, it's great to be empowered. It's great to be motivated and to get encouraged. But we want to make sure that we're encouraged through God's word, that we're not encouraged to get it in our own strength and to do it in our own strength, but we are encouraged because of who we are in Christ, and, you know, really humbling ourselves to the fact of naturally and in my flesh, Ashley Shepherd is very selfish and very lazy. But as a believer and a daughter of the King, I'm a warrior. And I have God's strength inside of me. And, you know, when you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you have the Holy Spirit inside of you. And that Holy Spirit, it says in John 14, that it's there to be your helper and to guide you and to lead you. And so we can do it on our own strength and not be led by the Holy Spirit. But I can guarantee you, every single time you do, you're going to leave exhausted and frustrated and defeated. But when we allow the Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and direct us, then we can live in God's peace regardless of our circumstances. That we can, even when we feel weak, that we have some strength to lean on, which is through God's word and through prayer and going to church and being in a small group and leaning on other people who can encourage us and point us to Christ. And so my heart in saying all of that is that I hope and pray that my first book, Beautifully Designed, and my second book, This Daily Jewels, this 30-day devotion, will continue to point you to the rock, continue to point you to the one that we can take refuge in, the one that we can feel secure and safe in, and that is Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. You know, there are just so many voices thrown at us every single day, and you know, I just actually got off our little Facebook Live. I love our Facebook community. If you're not on it, go to beautifullydesigned.com and join us. You can search on Facebook. You can type in Beautifully Designed. And there's a little over 16,000 women in this community. So you can add yourself that way. But join us, because I just shared about, as women, we have all of these invisible battles. And we face all of these things, and we're facing them on our own. We slap a smile on our face. We go throughout the day when people ask us, how are you doing? Oh, I'm great. You know, when inside you are dying and you feel so defeated and you're carrying this weight that you were never meant to carry. I'm actually going to talk about that at our conference on April 27th. So if you don't have your ticket, go to beautifullydesigned.com, click on Freedom Conference. You'll see it there at the homepage, and get your ticket, because I'm going to talk about how, as women, we're weighted down with so much burden and worry and insecurity and failure and shame that we're not living the freedom that Christ has called us to live, and we're not living redeemed as daughter of the King. We're living defeated with the weight of the world on our shoulders. And so we have these invisible battles that we're fighting. Maybe your battles are visible. People can see them regardless. I think that we try to, you know, keep everyone going, right? We keep everyone alive. We nurture and we care and we work and we do. And at the end of the day, so many of us are just exhausted. And so my first book, this Daily Jewel, this podcast, my live videos, the Bible studies that we've done for the last 4 years, every 6 weeks, like, there's so much material and resources that will help lead you to the one person that can give you peace, the one person that can comfort you, that can wrap his arms around you and remind you how loved you are, not because of what you do or how hard you worked, but because of who you are. He created you so perfectly, and you can run into the arms of your heavenly Father. There's so many names in the Bible, but my favorite name of God in the Bible is Heavenly Father, our daddy. He's our heavenly daddy, and he loves us so much. But so many times at the end of the day, we're running in the arms of social media, or we're running in the arms of a mom, or we're running in the arms of our spouse or our friend, and we forget that Jesus Christ, he wants our attention. He wants to give us his peace and his strength. He is our rock and our fortress, and he is always fighting for us, but we don't allow him to fight for us, because we take control and we try to fight our invisible battles on our own. And I want to encourage you, ladies, to be in the Word of God and to remember in Exodus 14:14, where it says that God will fight for you. All you have to do is be still. That is one of the daily jewels. Actually, on day 25 is my day I wrote on invisible battles. And this particular scripture, Exodus 14:14, the Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. And I actually read it on Facebook Live. So that's another reason to get on our Facebook community, because you'll hear little surprises and hints of the new study. But I read that particular day of invisible battles, because I talked about it on our live, that we show strength on the outside, but on the inside, we're hurting. You know, we are hurting as women, as a group. And so we can rise up every single day. And I want to encourage you with this. This is what I encourage with everybody on Facebook, is here's the deal. Like, I know we all strive to do our best when it comes to our jobs, or, you know, parenting, or being a wife, or maybe serving in your community, or whatever it is. You want to do everything with excellence, and you want to fix everything and love on everything and do everything and strive. And you know, the world tells you to keep climbing and all these things, but the Lord, He just wants to remind you to be where your feet are. That is something that a friend of mine, he's an author. He writes leadership books. His name is Joshua Metcalf. And I like his leadership books for my business and stuff. But he says, you know, be where your feet are. So many times we are always looking ahead and thinking ahead that we are missing in the moment. We are missing what God has for us in the moment. And so be where your feet are. God doesn't want us to strive for these things all the time. I mean, He wants us to stop for a second and just give Him some attention. Be in the Word of God. You know, I encourage the ladies on Facebook, I want to encourage you, you know, open up the Word of God and read Psalms aloud, because Psalms is a reminder of God fighting for us. And so I love the book of Psalms. There's so much incredible encouragement there and reminders of the Lord fighting our battles for us. But so that's an encouragement to you this week. Read two or three and read it aloud. Don't read it in your head. There's something about speaking it and claiming it over your home, over your life, over your kids. You know, I'll read scripture in my kids' room while they're asleep aloud, or when they're awake. They don't have to be asleep, but I do like to do it when they're asleep. So just claiming God's word over their life. But I want to leave you with the scripture in John 10, 27 through 30. And I want to remind you that you have a heavenly Father that wants to speak to you. And we got to know what His voice sounds like. You know, growing up, we could be outside playing, or my parents actually own an RV park, Riverside RV Park and Resort in Sevierville, Tennessee. If you have a camper or want to come stay in their cabins, they're beautiful. You can visit them at riversidecamp.com. And yes, it definitely is a shameless plug, because this RV park has a peace of God all over it. My dad preaches out there every Sunday. He's been preaching out there for 30 years. It's so peaceful. It's right on the river. You can fish, you can camp, you can stay in a cabin, you can, you know, eat s'mores. It's an amazing place. But if I was at the campground, we'd ride bikes and stuff out at the campground. And when I was little, my dad would always call us back to the office for whatever reason. And I always knew his voice, I knew his voice. I grew up with his voice. He always spoke to me and I knew what it sounded like. I could tell if he was mad by the inflection of his voice, if he was sad, if he was happy. And so we've got to know that we have a heavenly Father, and we got to know His voice. We got to know what that sounds like in our lives. And we know what it sounds like when our own voice sometimes is negative, our negative self-talk. We know sometimes our own voice can make us feel defeated. We know the enemy of the world, he's there to steal, kill, and destroy. That's in John 10:10, but right after that, it says, actually I have it right here, right after John 10, that Satan's there to kill, steal, and destroy, it says, "But I came that you may have life and have it abundantly." That is your heavenly Father's voice, that He wants you to have life and have it abundantly. And so in John 10:27, it says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one." I love that. 10:27, John 10:27, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life. They will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand." And we need to be reminded that nothing can snatch us out of His hand, that He is an advocate for us, that He is our heavenly Father. He is our defender. He is our redeemer. He is our rock. He is our strength. He is our strong tower. He is the lifter of our heads. And it's time to rise up and stop facing these invisible battles alone, but start diving into the Word of God, claiming scriptures over our life, letting that marinate in our heart and soul, and not our negative self-talk or not the enemy of the world, and know the difference between the lies and the truth so you can claim that over your lives. You know, I shared this on Facebook, and I'll end with this. I know I've said that a couple times. I can't stop talking today, but you know, I have faced, the last couple years, I have faced, rejection and feeling like a failure in different areas of my life. And it's been really tough. I've shared some on these podcasts. And so, you know, I've come a long way just since January, and I've really focused on my health and you know, losing some weight and really getting healthy from the inside out, which means my mental battle, which means my physical battle, because y'all know I love me some Oreos. But anyway, I have been working really hard, but the last couple weeks I've felt like the enemy has just whispered so many lies and really made me question me as a leader. And so it has just been this realization the last couple days that I have been fighting this invisible battle and I'm not voiced it. And so I shared with a couple girls in my small group tonight, and they encouraged me and they loved on me. And, you know, I got on live and was transparent about my battle on Facebook Live. And, you know, and it's crazy how the enemy wants to isolate us to make us feel like, you know, we're the only ones going through it and we feel like we have to battle it alone. But we have, you know, the creator of the universe, flung the universe into existence, created us perfectly, who is already fighting for us, and who is bringing people in our lives to encourage and love on us if we open our mouths and be transparent and humble ourselves to the fact of we don't have it together. We're not perfect. We're never going to be perfect. We're never always going to have it together. It is what it is, but guess what? We're never alone because Jesus is always with us. And so you're not alone, you know, and I want you to hear your Father's voice, and I want you to come close because there's nothing in this life or in this world that can snatch you away from Him. You are so precious, and He is chasing you and pursuing you. And He is your Savior. And I love hero movies. Wonder Woman's like my fave. I love me some Captain America too. But I love Wonder Woman because she is a warrior. And sometimes we have to be reminded that we are warriors as daughter of the King, but we don't fight alone because we have the Savior of the world that's already gone before us. You see, He's the ultimate Savior. He died for us. I don't know about you, but do you have anybody else that would die for you right now? Your Savior already did, and He's alive because He rose again in 3 days. We're about to celebrate that at Easter in a couple weeks. But to know that He is alive and He's advocating for you, you need to be reminded of that. You are not alone, and you are so loved. And so don't fight your invisible battles alone. Get into the Word of God. Read Psalms aloud. Maybe jump into reading John 10 and be reminded that you have a life to live abundantly, and we only have one life. So I love you, ladies. I hope you have a great day. Go to beautifullydesigned.com and grab your daily journal jewels pre-order and get your free study guide and printables, and then grab your Freedom Conference ticket, which is April 27th. I just bought everybody's free gift, and I cannot wait for you to see it. Oh, I cannot wait. I'm so excited. I can't wait to worship with you and eat cookie dough with you, and just, it's going to be awesome. So get your ticket. I would love to see you there, and I hope everyone has an awesome day. Y'all be blessed. Thank you for tuning in with me today. I hope the space brings grace, rest, and truth to you every time we meet here. To learn more about the Beautifully Designed community, our online Bible studies, and the Beautifully Designed book, you can go to beautifullydesigned.com. Y'all be blessed.